Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start, Bench, Cut.
How could I have ever gotten Home Alone 2 was in the 90s? Terminator 2 was in the 90s? Toy Story was in the 90s? A Bug's Life was in the 90s? Pixar was born in the 90s?
It's insane. The 90s was unbelievable, but so was the 70s.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, I mean, like, every decade is like, oh, my God.
Yeah, my dad texted me, and he goes, what'd he say? He said, Bonnie and Clyde, Star Wars, Jaws, Taxi Driver, The Godfathers, The Sting, Deer Hunter, Rocky, Chinatown. Like, all those movies as well.
Damn. You got a Rocky series in the 70s. And, yeah, I mean, back to the, wow. Not back to the, but Star Wars. So, I mean, like,
it's both. But it is Start Bench Cut, brought to you by Jay Southland Tow. 913-586-7965. I see some of yours on the text line. We'll get into those as well. We start with orange juice, apple juice, or cranberry juice.
Can I cut all three? Quite really? Honestly, I'm not a juice guy at all. It gives me heartburn and acid and all that kind of stuff. So I'm just going to cut all three of those. But I would start cran, bench, apple. Definitely cut the OJ.
What?
Start the OJ.
Just sugar.
I mean, the cranberries. The
all
only,
of them are.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, I mean, we're dealing with not a healthy bunch here.
No.
I do that because of the OJ reunions of juice.
Yeah,
nice.
So.
I'll start the OJ, bench the apple, cut the cran.
Same. 40-year-old virgin, Wedding Crashers, old school. We go to 2000s movies.
Oh, boy. I'm going to start old school. I just love that movie. I'll bench Wedding Crashers, then I'll have to cut the 40-year-old version, not because I want to, but because that's the last one left.
I don't think I've seen Old School. I've seen these other two, though. So I'm going to have to cut Old School.
Oh, my God.
I know. I have to start 40-year-old version. I'll bench Wedding Crashers.
I'm going to cut Wedding Crashers, and that's tough.
It's a great one.
I'm going to bench Old School, and I'm going to start 40-year-old version.
It's a good one, man.
Bags of Sand? What was I thinking, man?
Like, who hasn't had their back waxed and yelled Kelly Clarkson before?
Is it true if you don't use it, you lose it? Is that a serious question?
No.
Do you guys have any Magnum condoms? Oh, shut up, Seth. You had a tiny penis.
I mean, it's such a good movie.
It's a great one.
I can't believe you haven't seen Old School.
Yeah,
though.
I got to see that.
That
okay.
Should be your movie for the week.
There you go. We were talking about an outfield bat, start, bench, cut, Jermaine Dye, Johnny Damon, Carlos Beltran.
Starting Beltran, benching Damon, and cutting Dye.
World Series MVP Jermaine Dye?
Yeah.
I think. Maybe not. World Series champion. I know that much. I'm going to start Beltran. I'm going to bench Dye and cut Damon.
Damon's borderline Hall of Famer.
And a rag arm.
Boy, he could hit, though. Man, boy, he could hit. He could hit, he could hit, he could hit.
And went to Oakland.
So three really good
boy,
names.
Boy, he was good.
Yeah, he was.
So three really fun names. Good sports names, all three of those.
They all played together at one point for the Royals, too. It was awesome. We just didn't have pitching. Now we have pitching. We don't have outfield. It's just like, damn it. So teams on the come. Start bench cut. Tennessee Titans, Denver Broncos, New England Patriots.
I'll start the Patriots, bench the Broncos, cut the Titans.
Love it. Let's go, Bob, you and me.
You're cutting the Titans?
Yeah, over. I mean, Broncos and Pats, I think are going to be pretty good. But I do like the Titans.
I'm going to start the Broncos, bench the Pats, and cut the Titans. Rookie quarterback, man. I know, Daniels last year, Stroud the year before. Can we go 3-for-3? Is there a possibility that we go 3-for-3? That'd be nice.
Be awesome.
This one is from the text line. Star pinch cut. 90s music, 90s movies, 90s TV shows.
Starting all. That may be the hardest one ever.
It's a great text.
Whoever texted that one in, man, take the rest of the week off.
Respect the text.
I'm probably going to start the music because I listen to 90s music just about every day it pops up. I will bench TV shows and I will cut the movies because I've just kind of ranked them in order of my favorites, I guess. And I don't want to cut the movies because there's so many good ones. But
yeah, you're cutting something good on this one, that's for sure.
Yeah,
you're cutting TGIF if you cut the shows.
I know, yeah. And that was a big night.
Thank God.
I'll start the music. I'll bench the movies and I'll cut the TV shows because I've gotten to catch up on a lot of the 90s music and movies. The TV show's just been harder for me to watch those. I mean, I could, but I just haven't.
We
have
the same list.
Okay. Yeah,
90s music changed my life.
Yeah.
And early 2000s. Yeah.
I think 90s is the best decade for music. I know people from the 60s will argue that, and that's
another introduced to grunge that year.
But 90s was, I mean, that's my wheelhouse. I think whatever decade you grew up in is probably your favorite, you know, decade of music.
Yeah. That's probably true.
I mean, yeah, like I said, the grunge started then. I mean, it was one of those things. Now, unfortunately, my favorite album of all time wasn't released until 2001, Take Off Your Pants and Jacket. But yeah, I mean, Enema of the State was there, Dude Ranch, Buddha, all that stuff, Cheshire Cat, that's all Blink-182 stuff, Geek.
Plus Green Day started then, too.
No doubt. This from the text on A16, the Euro, the Ruben, or the Cubano?
Dang.
Start the Euro, bench the Cubano, and cut the Ruben.
I think so. Yeah. I'm there with you. I think so. That's hard. I like all those.
Oh, the Cubano, that mustard on it. You guys like the Cubanos?
I love Cubanos.
I do love them, man. Shoot. I got to start the Euro, got to bench the Cubano, and cut the Ruben.
Yeah, that's the order.
Yeah, I think so. Blonde, brunette, redhead. Better be careful here.
Right in that order. Blonde, brunette, redhead.
Brunette's first.
Zero cuts here for your boy. Zero benches, zero cuts.
Start it all for you.
Zero bubbles, zero troubles. Surf style. Thank you so much, Surf Style, Mac. You need a blonde, a redhead, and a brunette. You'll all like them. They'll have zero troubles.
Juice all over the place.
That's right. This says from the 913, start, bench, cut. Random Chiefs players.
Ooh.
DeMarcus Robinson, Dexter McCluster, Jeremy Maclin.
Ooh, I'm going to start Jeremy Maclin on that one.
That poor man got released on Friday at 6.
Yeah, it was crazy. I'll never forget that. We were away for the weekend, and I remember it was 6 o'clock on a Friday. Jeremy Maclin, I'm going to start. I'm going to bench DeMarcus Robinson, and I'll cut Dexter McCluster.
I'm with you on all that. That's the same list. Run DMC was a training camp, whatever. He had a good return against the Chargers on a Monday Night Football game, I believe.
He had some fun moments.
Yeah, but Maclin and DeMarcus
for
had
sure.
DeMarcus against the Raiders.
Oh, absolutely.
When he just went absolutely nuts.
Like two or three touchdowns.
And then turned around and backstepped in the end zone.
And he's still playing.
He's still good.
He's a solid unit for the Rams.
Dexter McCluster. 3rd and 2, he goes a 1-yard pattern and gets just destroyed.
Nice guy, though.
Somebody says Quick Trip makes a fire Cubano.
Seriously?
Ooh.
I did not know that.
Damn.
You guys want to go to Quick Trip?
I was about to say, I know where I'm headed.
This one from the 816, pulled pork, brisket, ribs.
Well, I'm starting ribs, and the other two can fight it out.
Mm.
I think I'll cut the ribs, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Pulled pork, brisket, ribs, in that order.
Okay.
I like the ribs then I like the pulled pork, because pulled pork, you can, once you have it for the first time, you can do so much with it. As long as whoever cooks it doesn't put barbecue sauce all over it.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do that. Don't do that. You can do a little bit, but then you can do like street tacos the next night, sheep pan nachos. You can do, again, sandwiches. You could put it in like beans and then like, you know, make, I don't know, but brisket, I think brisket's a tad bit overrated. Tad. Pulled pork, really overrated, because it's what people would say. But yeah, this says, okay, we'll do one more. We'll do one more. All right, how about this one for Mac? Chicken wings, chicken tenders, rotisserie chicken. I mean, I think I'd put chicken nuggets in there, but that's just me.
Yeah, right? Wouldn't it be the natural third there? I'll go wings. Yeah, in that order. Wings, tenders, rotisserie.
Okay.
I feel like Bob goes opposite.
Yeah, I think he
would. No, I would probably go tenders, wings, rotisserie.
Okay. And this is these are grilled tenders?
These are the wings from, or the tenders from the land.
Absolutely, yeah, they
dry
are.
Dry rub, grilled.
Oh, the same ones. God.
Talk about what you can make for the next couple nights if you don't eat them all.
Smash.
You can cut that up and put it in an Alfredo.
Damn.
Smash.
Okay. Okay, calm down, calm down.
Great idea.
Royals play tonight. We'll dive into what that has to do and how much longer we give it until the players-only meeting takes an effect. All that here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
Well, we got some. Longtime KC Wolf mascot Dan Mears is hanging it up after 35 years of in a business. Great dude. KC Wolf, iconic. Maybe biased to say it's one of the greatest mascots in sports. But after 35 years, he will be hanging it up as the mascot of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, you know what? This is a good day to celebrate Dan and everything that he's meant to Chiefs fans everywhere. Because for a lot of times, you went and saw the KC Wolf mascot at the game, and the team wasn't really good, but he was always good. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a day where KC Wolf didn't go out there and Dan didn't knock him dead. And obviously, you know, he had that incident where he kind of fell when he was trying to fly, and he has the book title out there, "Wolves Can't Fly," I think is the name of his book. But I mean, so influential. Really, when you think about it, the mascot, and I think I can say this on the air, the guy who's the mascot for the Houston Texans is a Kansas City native, and I believe he's like his mentor was Dan, you know, and all of this kind of stuff. And
what's their mascot?
Toro, it's called, that's right. I think.
And, home of the Toro, the song.
Yeah, home of the Churro. But
he's
always ranked as one of the top mascots down there in Houston as well. And I'm like, yeah, that's because, you know, you got the Kansas City connection with Dan, and Dan is so influential throughout the mascot world. And you had asked a question, you go, we're probably going to get hammered on the text line for it. And then I see my friend Coach Luke Schneblin, responding right away to the tweet about Dan Mears saying, this guy needs a statue or in the Ring of Honor. And Dusty had said it. He goes, I think he should go in the Ring of Honor. I think so, too. I mean, everybody knows Dan. Everybody knows KC Wolf. Everybody knows the joy that he brought. Like, when he used to ride the ATV and run over the Raider players and guys like that, then we got too sensitive as a nation, and that was too violent, and we couldn't do that anymore. But that was all awesome. People love that ATV and whatnot. He used to beat up the opposing fan and have fun. And I mean, it was outstanding. And so he's going to retire, and that is, it's great for him and sad for all of us, because how do you replace a legend, you know? How do you do that? Let me ask you that, Dusty. How did you do that with Josh? Like, you got, how do you replace the legend, right? How do you do that kind of stuff? So, Dan, congratulations. I hope you find joy in your retirement and you continue to kick ass in everyday life, man, because you did bring a lot of smiles to so many faces here in Kansas City. I hope today brings a smile to yours. I know you've been going through some stuff recently and whatnot, but hey, man, we're all here for you. We love you, and we're excited and really thrilled to celebrate your retirement for you.
Yeah, KC Wolf is one of four autographs I have.
Ice.
And it's probably the second most recent one I got. I was doing a live remote, I guess you would call that, or just like, you know, to be a personality out at a Community America bank. And he was there. And out of nowhere, I'm just standing there with Sarah from sales, and we're, you know, handing out footballs and talking to people and enjoying the ambiance of what was out there. People were putting in like credit card tickets and then pull them back. Oh, yeah, really cool. I was telling you about that because you did, I did that the next two weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
And I get a tap on my shoulder, and Casey Wolf comes over, and he hands me a piece of paper. Not a piece of paper, but like his autograph, his like profile or picture sheet. And he wrote like a nice message on there. He says, big fan, have been for a while. Congrats on, you know, moving up. Fan always, Lusty Dykens, love Casey Wolf. Because on After Hours one night, I said, could you imagine taking your first name and last name's first letter and switching them? You're out of the equation.
I'd be Fob Besco.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's great.
It is. You'd be Mac Morey.
Yeah, Steven Spector is Steven Spector. Yeah. Bay Jinkley, Galax Ould, and New Dixon. Coming up from 2 to 2. Doesn't have a ring like Lusty Dykens.
No, it really doesn't, yeah.
I don't know what you want to do with that. 70s movies, 80s movies, 90s movies. So, yeah, so shout out to Mr. Mears, man. Congrats on the great career, and congrats to not have to wear that sucker in August, September, and early October.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, I do agree. We can have a discussion. I think we all unanimously agree. I think Dan Mears should go in the Ring of Honor.
I do, too.
35 years, man. Do they make him like little Super Bowl rings for the Casey Wolf costume? Does he get those big?
Yeah, he gets a big ring. Yeah, he might walk around with those. But no, he gets his ring, you know, everybody does. And Dan's great, man. I'm so excited for him to experience retirement and see what's kind of in the next phase of his life. I'm sure his body probably gets beat up from being the mascot, too. I mean,
yeah, you know? Mac made a good point. He said, I remember when I was at school and he came to talk to us. I remember that. Like, 1 week we got a weatherman. So cool. Everyone's like, oh, cool. We don't know what a high and a low front is. Then Casey Wolf came in with the crazy eyes, shaking the pelvis and doing all the, you know, the chants and all that.
So
and
I was fun. Like,
this is awesome.
Yeah.
And that was the one day when my parents were like, so how was school today? And I would instead of being like, fun. I was like, Dad.
Yeah.
The Wolf came. He's like, seriously? The Wolf. I'm like, Casey Wolf came to our school in the gymnasium in an hour and a half assembly.
Yes.
It was awesome.
Hey, speaking of Toro, the mascot for the Texans, they just announced he's been inducted into the Mascot Hall of Fame. And so that's a Kansas City kid, you know, who is the mascot. So we got to be, you know, we got a little round of applause right there for him. So congratulations.
We are the Texans. So, yeah, just announced a National Mascot Day.
It's a good day to do it.
Who's your other favorite mascots? I like the Philadelphia guy, the green alien. Yeah, the Fanatic.
Fanatic's a great one.
Do the Yankees have a mascot, or is it just Monument Park?
Yeah, see that monument? It's called Babe. That's our mascot out there.
What is it? Billy the Bull? What is his name?
Yep.
Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, he's
the San Diego
great one.
Chicken is always the OG, you know, the original type of mascot that was out there. The Philly Fanatic you mentioned is really good as well. I like some of them that get creative with the names. Like the Green Monster mascot, the Red Sox's name Wally, you know, for the
nice.
Green Monster, the Wall, and things like that. Sometimes you get creative and, you know, you name them after that. So I think the mascot in Denver is called Dinger, which is a great mascot for a ballpark that, like, the ball flies out of, you know, and it's like a dinosaur. I'm trying to think what else is good out there from a mascot standpoint.
Somebody says, does Morgana the Kissing Bandit?
No, she's not a mascot.
She got a hold of George one
she
time.
She did, yeah.
1980, baby.
That's back when you could run on the field with, you know, big chest and kiss the ball players and get taken off the field and be just fine.
Yeah.
Now you run on the field, forget about it, and you get tackled. But Morgana was not like
Somebody
that.
Somebody says the Phoenix Gorillas
one. Yeah, that's a good original
always did
one.
The dunk.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yep, they had that little, trampoline and would do that and then dunk it. Yeah.
Imagine to be able to run, jump, and hit the trampoline and dunk the basketball all in a mascot.
In a mascot costume.
Love the hot dog race, people. The ketchup mustard relish.
Oh,
remember when they did the presidents?
Yeah.
Randall Simon decided
Randall Simon
to hit one on the head.
With a bat.
Like, what the hell, dude? Like, just, have you ever seen this video, Mac? So this crazy guy for the Padres, Randall Simon.
Oh, my God.
Out of nowhere, they used to do, like, the presidential race, and it was, like, Franklin, Jefferson, and Roosevelt.
Yeah.
And he's in the dugout and has a bat in his hand waiting for one of the
mascots. Was it the president or was it a sausage
Maybe
that he whacked?
It was a sausage. Yeah, sausages. And he just hit one with his bat. Like
took
what?
Out the sausage.
It's like, something didn't connect to the brain.
Yeah. Yeah. Randall Simon, what are you known for? Beating up a sausage. What?
Well, yeah. Gosh. Somebody says, look up the Philadelphia Phillies
gritty,
mascot.
Yeah. It's creepy, but, like, he's really cool looking. Yeah.
All must bow to the San Diego Chicken from the 816.
816 says, Mrs. Met. Smash.
Oh, yeah. Mrs. Met is hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
913. So why is our mascot Slugger when we can't hit?
Speaking of,
fellas,
how much time do you want to give it until you think the players only meeting had given itself a message?
Well, I think we give it the week, right? We see where we are next week. That's kind of how you assess baseball week
after Tampa or before Tampa?
No, after this week is up. You got 3 in Texas and 3 in San Diego. Let's see what they do, you know? Yep. I mean, if the players only meeting doesn't take effect, you play Tampa in a week or so from now. I mean, it's too late. And we're starting to get to that point in the season. I just saw the latest odds of making the playoffs, and it said the Royals have an 84% chance of not making the playoffs now, where at the beginning of the year, it was an 84% chance of making the postseason. And so we're this is the worst time to be playing this kind of baseball, because you have to look around and go, all right, are we buyers or sellers? And that's a tough decision to make right now. I think right now you'd like to be a buyer, but if the next week goes by and you lose 5 of 6 on this road trip, or even 4 of 6 on this road trip, you're probably floating back to seller category. And I think that's the smarter move right now. You don't necessarily want to hang on to guys you can flip and get players back in return to help rebuild your minor league system if you're out of it. Like, false hope is bad in sports. And I think being 500 gives you that false hope. Being 500, it doesn't matter. It's useless. You either got to be really good or really bad. 500 stinks. And so I think right now the Royals have about a week to see if that players only meeting take place. And then you probably, if it didn't, you start listening maybe and seeing what's out there. Look, you have to listen all the time. You never know what somebody's going to offer you. I like when people say, that guy's untouchable. Nah, you listen. You hear what they're going to offer you. And somebody may offer you something you can't refuse.
Do you think that this team goes out and gets an outfield bat?
I think they want to, but I mean, the problem is who's available. You know, that's the thing. It's not like you can just go draft a guy or sign a guy in free agency right now. You have to give somebody up, and you have to find a team that's willing to do that. I like how people want to paint Anaheim as the team that should trade Taylor Ward to the Royals. Fine. I don't disagree with that player, but I think also you have to look at the standings and realize Anaheim and the Royals are basically the same team. Why should the Angels sell to the Royals at this point in time? Or maybe the Royals should think about being more sellers than buyers at this point.
Yeah, because Vern said yesterday to just throw the green flag and start doing it now. Get active.
Yeah.
And obviously Boston was first, I think, or you could say Chicago and Milwaukee.
Yeah.
But the Devers trade is the first of the blockbusters to start. I would love another bat in this lineup. I think it gets a lot more advantages than it does, than people obviously think. One, it adds to a very bleak offense. Two, it adds protection. And three, it does what a lot of people actually think that they should be doing, which is moving Salvador Perez down the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, if you want to protect Jack with Sal and the newly acquired bat, you put them together and Sal hits 7th, Jack hits 6th, this new bat hits 5th. And then the rest of the lineup is what it's been all year. India, Bobby, Benny, Garcia, whatever, in any order. I do think that, you know, help is going to be on the way. I know that the tough Tuesday for you is JJ Piccolo. I know that he's looking at all options, and they're probably looking at the rest of this week. I think that's why the players only meeting happened. Nobody lost their job. Nobody got, you know, taken out of the building. Some people probably disagree with that. You're entitled to your own opinion. And I think that if you look at what this week is, I think this team is looking at this from upper management. I think they're looking at this team this week. Okay. Texas. Then you get San Diego, then you get a day off, you get Tampa Bay, and then you get LA.
Mm-hmm.
I think after that, I know that baseball is a long season, but I think that that week, the 2-week span, unfortunately, it's a tough test. Unfortunately, you didn't take care of business earlier with other teams, and now your back's against the wall, and you got teams like the Rangers, the Rays are a playoff team, Dodgers, I think they're a playoff team, and San Diego, I'm pretty sure they're a playoff team. So, unfortunately, you put yourself in this position, but fortunately, you had this meeting, and now you're going to be seen from upper management to see, okay, what are we doing now? What are we going to have? Are things going to change? Is there a different approach? Has the narrative changed at, you know, around the cage? What will happen now? And this is a tough week to be tested. But unfortunately, you put yourself in here. Now you got to dig yourself out.
Yeah, and you look at the standings right now, and again, you look at them with a grain of salt, but only the Orioles, A's, and White Sox are worse than the Royals in the American League right now. And that's the fact of the matter, right? You're now in that conversation with Baltimore, A's, and Chicago, where they're 6.5, 8, and 14 back of the wild card. You're still 3 back of the wild card, but now the Angels are ahead of you. They're only 2.5 games back. Why should they be selling to you when they're ahead of you in the standings at this point in time? Cleveland, Cleveland, Texas, Seattle, and Minnesota are all ahead of you. And then you have the Red Sox, the Blue Jays, and the Rays that are already in the wild card. So it's not a lot of games, but it's a lot of teams that you are behind right now. And I think you're right, Dusty. I think by the time this week is over and spilling in the next week, we'll probably have a better idea of where the Royals stand and what they think they can do moving forward. And again, the whole lack of the problem is right now, who are you going to trade with? I mean, Baltimore should be a trade partner with you. I don't know that Sacramento is going to unload guys. The White Sox maybe will unload somebody to you, but I doubt it. I mean, and so you have to try to find one of these teams that's slipping in the standings a little bit. Washington, Miami, Pittsburgh, Colorado, maybe the Atlanta Braves right now being 8 games under .500. Is there anybody on that team that you want? So that's why it's tough for JJ, because you got to decide and make that call of where you are at the end of this month. I think you got to decide one way or the other. You're either in or you're out when it comes to this. And if you're out, then you have to start selling your players to make your team better moving forward next season.
I will say this. Alex Gold is just texting me, mm-hmm. even though he can just come in here. JJ Piccolo will be on the show today at 10:30
okay.
with Gold, Bink, and New Dixon. So he'll be on the show today. Mm-hmm. I saw a fun tweet here I want to bring up. It is, which trophy is the hardest for a team to win? They have them ranked 1 through 4. Number 1 is the Lombardi. Number 2 is the Stanley Cup. Number 3 is the World Series. And number 4 is the Larry O'Brien NBA Finals Championship.
I mean, that's a tough question. Like, I wouldn't put Lombardi 1. You only have to win 3 games, right? Like, you got to win series in the NBA and in baseball and in hockey.
But you got to go through a gauntlet of a season. Not saying that you don't in hockey or the NBA, but I mean, these guys, I mean, to me, it's the NFL, and then it's hockey, and after that, you can have a debate.
Yeah, I don't know.
Baseball's a long season,
though.
It
is. Yeah. I mean, they're all hard to win.
Of course. Yeah.
That's a ridiculous question.
I think it's interesting. Well, yeah, but it's fun. Yeah, I think it's interesting that you phrase it as only have 3 games to win, whereas I immediately go, oh, well, they only get 1 chance. That's the way I look at it.
That's interesting, too. Like, I like that approach.
I get 7 chances. I get 4 chances. I only get 1. I get 3 hours.
You
got to
play your best that day, and if you don't play your best, there's no get them tomorrow.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda. Oh, we'll get them next time. We'll adjust. You know, none of that. No. So that's why I put NFL 1, but yeah, there's no right answer here. NHL's up there.
It's a grind, though, with those series, man. Like, you play 7-game series at 4 times.
That's a lot, dude. 28 games. Yeah.
I mean, good Lord.
After your 82-game season, or in baseball's case, 162.
Ask Buffalo how hard it is to win a Super Bowl.
No, it is. Yeah.
And that's not a shot. They went to four straight. They've been to 3 AFC Championship games in their new era, and they can't get there.
Can't do it.
Cincinnati, right? Minnesota. I mean, Minnesota had the greatest wide receiver in the game for like 3 years, and they had Dante Culpepper and a really good defense. Couldn't get it done.
They have that right now. Yeah. They have a good defense and a really good one. Yeah.
Can you name the 6 teams in the NFL that don't have an MVP winner ever in their franchise's history? Mm.
6 teams in the NFL that never have an MVP?
The Titans.
No, they have one. Steve McNair, Tyler Payton. Yeah.
All right. Hang on a second here.
I'm not going anywhere. We got 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
6 teams have not won the NFL
the Jets?
MVP. They are one.
Yeah. Atlanta?
Nope.
Matt Browns. Won it.
Has to be the
Browns, right?
Yeah, there's no chance. Really?
I'm sure Bernie won one.
No.
Or Jim Brown.
Jim Brown. Probably. Yeah. Yep. There you go.
Back in the day. Seattle?
Nope.
Russell Wilson? Arizona.
That's one.
Nice. So I got the Jets, Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Chargers?
Nope.
Detroit?
Nope.
No, Barry Sanders probably.
Or Calvin.
Yeah.
Calvin. Yeah.
So you have the Jets and Arizona. There are 4 more. Let me know when you want a clue.
Chargers?
Nope.
That's what I said.
Oh, you said the Chargers.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
LaDainian Thompson won it. Remember, he went. Him and Alexander won it back-to-back.
Oh, yeah, back-to-back. We just talked about that.
No, Carolina had
Cam Newton.
Yeah, Cam Newton.
It is hard.
Yeah, this is a crazy one, man.
Have your Giants had an MVP?
Oh, yeah.
Your LT won an MVP? Oh,
Lawrence Taylor, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, 86,
yeah. That's what I figured. Okay. Yeah.
Last defensive guy to win it. Thanks for listening.
No, we had one other defense. Did we not? Is that the last defensive
guy? He's the last defensive player.
I thought we had a corner win it. Okay.
Bob dropped that stat last week.
Yeah.
last week.
I know.
Jacksonville?
That's one. Arizona, Jets, Jacksonville. There are 3 teams left that have not won an MVP. I'll give you a clue. Two are in the NFC, in the same division, and one is in the AFC.
Okay, I don't want to know. I'm going to still try to think about this. Yeah. The Houston Texans, maybe?
That's one.
There we go. So two more left in the NFC. In the same division. Okay. Tampa Bay.
That's one.
So then another
one. I was going to say Tampa earlier, but I thought Brady may have snuck in one that we weren't talking about.
Nah, Rodgers stole it from him.
So then is it New Orleans or is it in Atlanta?
Who is it?
Well, it's not Atlanta.
Okay, so then
it has to be New Orleans.
New Orleans.
There you go.
Drew Brees never won the MVP. Won. Huh? That's where I was stuck on that one, too.
He played in a time with two really good quarterbacks that won all of them.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Yeah.
Arizona, Houston, Jacksonville, New Orleans, Jets, Tampa. Which team has the best chance at winning an MVP this year?
Of those six, say them again.
Arizona, Houston, Jacksonville,
Houston,
New Orleans, Jets, Tampa.
Houston. Okay. It's not. I don't even think it's close.
I think Baker could get up there if he has another decent year like he had last year, but goes a little bit further on.
I think
CJ Stroud for sure.
If Trevor Lawrence has a good year, they win 11 games. He throws for 42. I mean, all right. I mean, you have to think about the narratives here.
No, I know I am. But
if the Jags are favored to win five games, they win 11 or 12, and he throws for over 4,000 yards for the third time in his career. Yeah, I think he'd be up there.
Damn. Which trophy? You have to consider revenue sharing.
What?
I don't know. How do people have Chicago up there? Chicago's got an MVP, man. Walter Payton.
Yeah.
Sweetness.
Yeah, baby. Could have given it to Devin Hester one year if you really wanted to.
Really wanted to.
I mean, that Super Bowl year in 06 or 07.
Yeah.
My God, that guy was a machine.
But that's when it has already transitioned into basically a quarterback award, and God forbid we give it to anybody who's not a quarterback.
That's why we need to change the award.
I do,
the best
quarterback
and the most valuable player. Can it happen to the same guy? Yes, but can there be a more valuable player than the best quarterback? 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen
it. Last year. Saquon Barkley
I still think Josh Allen was the right call there, but that's just me.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, it felt like it was his turn, so they just gave it to him.
Because Lamar had technically better stats than Josh Allen last year.
The standards for the MVP change every year. Josh Allen had better stats 2 years ago, didn't win it. Lamar did last year. Lamar had better stats.
Aren't standards. That's the problem.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
Yeah,
we don't
they
follow
change?
Any rules.
Yeah.
We just go, all right, let's just pick this
what's
quarterback
this year.
Okay. Tired of giving it to Patrick. Tired of giving it to Lamar. Let's just give it to Josh Allen.
Okay.
All right, sounds good.
So who's up for grabs this year? Whose turn is it this year?
Yeah, exactly.
C.J. Stroud, right?
No, like, he's been in the league 2 years.
Wow. Who's the next best quarterback that hasn't won it?
Has Burrow won an MVP?
No.
There you go. There it is.
And just like that, this team gets to a resolution. And coming up on the other side, we will wrap this show up and give you the bad news for listeners. Tomorrow's our last day. But that's really good news for us. How about that for a five-day weekend? We'll get back to the show on the other side here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
I need your help to congratulate Mac on his first year anniversary at 96.5 The Fan. You've worked for two Kansas City sports stations in 1 year.
It's true.
610 Sports Radio and now 96.5 The Fan. So congratulations
on
making it to a year.
That's so nice. Thank you.
And putting up with Bob, that's really strong for you to do.
Geez.
I know I'm easy. I'm kidding. I'm probably harder than that.
I know that I'm hard.
We appreciate you more than you know. Congrats on your 1 year.
Thanks, brother. It's been a dream, man. It's been awesome. Seriously, it's gone by quick, too.
913.
What's very upsetting is Reply All guy did not reply all. Happy anniversary to you.
No, I didn't get the reply all.
Yeah.
Well, you got the reply.
I did. It was very nice. No, it's been a whirlwind. Got to do a lot, and it's been a dream, man. I've been trying to come back here ever since I left 10 years ago, so it's been good being back here.
Yeah. Back home. Got the lady back home.
I know, man. Friends. New friends. Great work.
There you go.
Very blessed.
913-586. Nobody said anything. Well, just says Pat's going to win it. That's the MVP.
Pat may win it this year. Let's give it to Travis this year. If he has 1,512 like he did in 22, can we give it to Travis as he's going out?
Yeah, why not?
Seriously, like Mahomes should say, I'm not eligible this year. Give it to Pat. Travis, right?
I want to give a shout out to SGA real quick.
Okay.
He signed 429 autographs last night after the game.
Who counted?
There's a video. It's literally a video, and they're going by every time he counts. every time.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody legitimately did that, though. Like, who who did that?
Good for him.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
He didn't have to do that.
No.
It's majority of children, but a lot of it is adults as well.
Good.
Like, with basketballs, jerseys, whatever. Some of them are just, like, out there like this, and he's just...
That's
sick. He's only got to sign SGA.
Yeah, SGA.
But...
That is awesome.
I do love seeing that because I'm so torn between these things because there's grown men that will go out there and seek autographs and then sell them.
Right.
Right? And then there are kids out there that just want an autograph because it's cool. And then eventually when they get older, they can do whatever they want with it. But at the moment, it's like when Alex and I went to Omaha, Caglione's walking through the tunnel. And we just wanted to do a quick, like, hey, Jack, from Springfield, and then see if he'd notice. And there's a guy right behind us just smells like stale beer. Hey, Jack! God. Hey, Jack! I got a six-year-old boy! Where's he at? That's what I said.
What did the guy say?
He didn't respond. He's probably too hammered to hear.
Yeah.
I said, where's he at? Jack! And just head down up the ramp, just ignore him. I was like, that's what I like to see.
Yeah, that's nice. What you got to do.
And then night one when we were there, that was night two. Night one when we were in Omaha, there's all these kids up there getting autographs or whatnot. And here's this guy with a binder of Caglione stuff.
Geek.
And as soon as Cag saw him, yeah, I'm good on that.
Yeah, we're not.
Moved down the line, saw a kid, said, throw me your baseball. The kid threw in the baseball. Cag signed it, threw it right back to him.
Is he signing Cags?
It's Jack Caglione. He's
doing
14.
The whole thing. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So. I think it's interesting to see those adults do that kind of stuff because you know they're selling the stuff. Kids are not selling that stuff for the most part. Now, I'm sure there's a couple that will, but for the most part, that's a memory you're creating and a fan you're creating as well. And that's what you've got to do. And so I love the fact that he's bypassing the adults for that because adults don't really deserve to get the autographs because that is a kid thing. There was a time where the selfie had surpassed the autograph, but now with the card industry coming back the way it is, people want the autographs. As well, I'd rather have the selfie with the person. That's more personal than having the autograph. The autograph is something I'm eventually going to have to throw away. I hate to like eventually we're going to clean out and have to get rid of a lot of this stuff, and a lot of the autographs you get aren't going to be worth a whole lot. So give me the selfie. I just kind of like that better as an adult. Yeah, I'll just take the selfie. Sign the autographs for the kids, man.
Yeah, like, would you rather have Livy Dunn's autograph or a selfie?
Selfie.
Okay.
Whoa.
Kelsey, according to the 479, is plus 50,000 to win the MVP. So the same odds as Andy Reid to win Coach of the Year. Yeah. from the 913, let's go Mac, M-A-C-K.
There you go.
Then from the 913, M-A-C and OJ share an anniversary today.
That's how we'll always remember it.
And Mac will be running out of here like OJ ran away from the police.
Yeah.
Criminal.
That's hilarious.
The OJ chase and Mac's first day. That is outstanding. I love it.
Yeah. So somebody does make a good point that I totally agree with from the 913. I do not think it's bad for adults to get autographs. I like getting that stuff for my basement and collections. It's not okay for adults to push kids aside and cause a scene to get it.
Agreed.
I think if you're going to do it as an adult, you've got to have the strategy where you kind of know, like maybe at the end of a game when you know they're going to walk out of the tunnel. And I will say this, Caglione has been said that if you want an autograph, he loves kindness. So if you're like, hey, Jack, would you please mind like signing my card or signing my jersey or whatever? I really appreciate it. And you're an elderly person. He would be like, more than likely to be like, yeah, absolutely. Cause he's like, I like to hear, you know, thank you. Like everybody does in the world, right? You hold a door over somebody at Quick Trip. Thank you. You're very welcome. If they don't say it, I still say you're welcome. But
see,
yeah,
you do that.
Oh, for sure.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Oh, I do it all the time. And they look at you like you're in the wrong.
And then every once in a while they're like, I'm sorry. I'm like, I just thought I'd say you're welcome. Yeah. Holding the door for you. Thank you. You're welcome again.
Yeah, why is it so hard to say thank you?
I don't know, man. It's just,
thank you. It literally takes a second.
Or just have social awareness.
Well, that's, I mean, now we're asking for a lot here.
Go to the zoo and see how many people have social awareness. Remember that, Mac? We went up there and like helped clean out. People are just like, had no clue where they were walking.
Go to the BMA event on Saturday and see how many people have social awareness.
OJ, man, and he looks scared.
I mean, the questions that people ask to you, like, you know, people are just so socially unacceptable at times. I mean, really socially unacceptable at times with some of the questions they ask, you know. And so that's happening everywhere. It's every single place that people just aren't aware of how they come off to others or just don't care how they come off to others, quite frankly.
Probably don't care.
Do you go to my friend's bar? No.
Well, if there's any other friend.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Not that guy's.
You're not that guy.
Yeah, you're not that guy, man. So, yeah, we got one more show this week. Then we're off Thursday and Friday. And you'll have Logan on Friday. Everybody's off on the station on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Logan will be in Friday with not Mac. So it should be a fun show to listen to some different voices. And then we'll be back on Monday for the show as well. But Royals tonight.
The start of the most important week of the year for the Royals. It really is. And I'm not saying that to be hyperbolic or anything, but you've not played good baseball. I mean, you've lost 22 of 32, and we've got the trade deadline coming up. We've got July coming up. You've got three against Texas, three against the Padres off, three against the Rays, three against the Dodgers. Those are your 3, 6, 9, 12 games, right? Those mm-hmm. are your next 12 games. Mm-hmm. That will probably determine what you're going to do as an organization, whether you're going to be a buyer or a seller. And mm-hmm. if they end up being a seller, that's fine. Then sell and make the team better. Get those guys back in return for dudes on expiring contracts and try to make your organization better. And so we'll sit around and we'll see over the next 12 games what this team ultimately does. But, I mean, it really starts this week. Three against Texas, three against San Diego. And by the time they get back home, we're in the 20s of June, and that's the end of the month, you know?
I will say this. Tonight is an indicator of many things. Where Jack Caglione is at the plate still after 12 games, going on the road again, second road trip for him. Royals and what their attitude will look like moving forward, as we've talked about today with the players-only meeting. And Seth Lugo's on the mound. And Mark Healy, a editor-in-chief of the Rockaway Wave, also a online editor for Baseball Digest, says that he is hearing Royals ownership has told J.J. Piccolo to start thinking about trading some veteran talent. Mm-hmm. With that in mind, I certainly hope that Seth Lugo is on the Mets' radar.
Wait, wait, wait. Wasn't he a Met a few years ago and they didn't like him? I swear.
So is Ryan O'Hearn.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He's certainly going to be attractive for many teams. Mets shouldn't wait to inquire. Rob Britton with a very good follow-up tweet. No, it doesn't say that he's washed. Rob Britton does say something that I agree with 100%. It doesn't matter if they're buyers or sellers at this point. Trading Lugo was always going to be a smart move on the Royals regardless. In this contract year that Seth Lugo will obviously opt out of, go get more money. The Royals will not pay that. And why not? Like, if you have, again, I know Reagan's is probably going to be shut down until after the All-Star break. Noah Cameron's still here. Michael Wacha's still here. Chris Bubich is still here. This gives you opportunities. You have a few arms in the minor leagues.
What are you doing on that hole when you finish your comment there? That's why I turned them.
What am I doing?
Yeah, how you hitting over that one, Dusty?
That looks like you're about 70 yards out. That's got to be about a nice gap wedge. Open the face up a little bit, or hopefully get a hold of your 60.
Bethpage Black right there.
Yeah, Bethpage, baby. That's where the Ryder Cup
is. That's right, yeah.
Up in, what is it, Manhattan?
Long Island.
Long Island,
I think is where they are, I think.
But again, tonight, if you want to go get a piece from the Mets, like maybe a bat or somebody that they're willing to move that has some potential, come on, Lugo. Watch that game tonight at 7:05. Listen to Vern's On Deck show at 6 o'clock. Hopefully he shoves.
Who tweeted that about the ownership has suggested to JJ?
Mark Healy.
Mark Healy. Send me that tweet, would you?
I will.
Thank you.
And if you have not heard from us today, J.J. Piccolo will be on Alex and Bink's show today at 10:30.
Right.
So maybe they will bring that up. Maybe they will talk to J.J. about that. But he will be on the show today at 10:30 with Alex and Bink.
Good.
So we'll see what happens, man. This is a big, big week coming up for the Royals because it's do or die. And I hate to be that guy, but you're kind of there. You're either real or you're fake. And you either build for the playoff push or you build for 2026. And that's the reality of it. I mean, mm-hmm. Texas, San Diego, Tampa, and the Dodgers. That is three playoff teams on your slate right now, potentially four. And here we go. Players only meeting. A lot of talk in media about what we want to see differently. And now you're on the road. You're away from the negativity of your local fans. Now you have the positivity of having all that cleared out with a day off of work.
Mm-hmm.
You throw Lugo out there. Go out there and do it, man. I'll be dialed in, man. I'll be ready at 6. I'll have Vern on, man. I'll be on the patio watching storm come in, drinking Surfsides, grilling out some
when
thugs.
When is it supposed to rain?
Today.
Tonight is what I saw. Tonight.
I saw like a little tonight and like every...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forecast you look at is different, so I'm just wondering, like, is it going to be a day where you can spend outside, or are we going to get washed out today?
Trying to mow the lawn.
Everybody was mowing yesterday. That's why I asked. Like, everybody was mowing yesterday. You would have thought they said this is the last day to mow forever because everybody was out there.
Well, before you go home and mow, Mac, make sure you go out there and do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It is simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe, stay kind, stay groovy. It's Bink, it's Gold, and it's New Dixon coming up on the other side from 10 to 2. JJ Piccolo at 10:30. Talk to you tomorrow.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.